All right. Thank you for coming out to the Pritchard Park Songwriter Series, which is hosted by the Asheville Downtown Association. This series runs every Thursday from 5 to 7 through August 9th. And we want to give a few thank yous to City of Asheville, McGuire Wood and Bissett Law Firm, Asheville Color and Imaging Printers, Asheville FM Media Support and Broadcasting throughout the series, because today's set will be recorded and available for replay on Asheville FM's website. Echo Mountain, who is providing 2 hours of free recording to each artist, which is pretty cool. And also you and the crowd who are supporting local art and by attending this. And just so you know, we do also have beverages for sale today from Devil's Foot. And also that the American Vinyl Co. is on site recording a song that will be pressed to vinyl and available for purchase. And also feel free to take any pictures and tag the artist or Asheville FM. And also, that's it. Now, the moment you've all been waiting for, we've got Stevie Lee Combs.
Thank you. Yes. I mean, if I had to choose community radio versus community corrections, I would choose community radio anytime. Maybe that's a good way to do it. If you need your community service, you could do it at the community radio. Anyway, I'm Stevie Lee Combs, and I have played from this location a number of times, on and off, for 6 years, was when I came to town. One of my first gigs is something that's still going on here, the Ooh La La Curiosity Market, where I would be under an umbrella, not such a fancy tent, and I would be surrounded by artisans and craftspeople of all kinds. And that's no different, I guess, today with the community radio. I want to thank Asheville FM for being here. I want to thank the American Sound Truck, American Vinyl. It's very exciting. Because sometimes when you're listening to your music, you don't want your music listening to you. And now you can guarantee that when the vinyl. Well, if they were listening to me back in the day, I'd sure be in a lot more trouble than I already am. And speaking of trouble, this first song is called Hey There, James, and it's dedicated to one of my friends, childhood friends from Florida. He was a little bit more on the urban side, a tough kid. I wouldn't call him a gangbanger because we were pretty suburban, but I wouldn't mess with him.
Seen her trade her breath for smoke out there on the game. She says it's just a game now. She don't know that I'm gone for broke. Oh no, James, she don't know, but the news broke like day, clear, serene, but my feelings gave way to the shadow play. The stakes are plain, don't hesitate, your bottom out in that bottle with prescriptions for your pain. I reminisce for the 5-8 kids stuck on a street sign trying to get yours. Just a sign of these times. I said, hey, hey, oh Lordy, hey there, James. What's that you say now? What's that you say? Oh, now, hey there, James. When will my tapes get fat? Will my pages stack? When that rocket you ride start to roll, James, now don't you lose control. James, now don't you lose control. Hey James, what's that I heard you say? was that I heard you say, man? James, what can you gain in this game? Hey, James, what can you gain in this game? James, what's that I heard you say? James, what's that I heard you say, man? James, what can you gain in this game? James, what can you gain in this game?
Yeah, old Jamie Stewart. He's still around with his brother Jody. Well, they were just like, they like to fight. So, you know, they were hanging out in West Hollywood by 58th Avenue. And I guess somebody tried to fight him, so they became the 5'8 Posse. Because they were at... They were at 58th Avenue. So it's being a gang is a lot different than having a band, you know, where you sit around and think about different names that you would have for the kind of projects. You know what I mean? But it is like kind of starting a gang, because sometimes you just get a gig that you're not ready for. Then you have to have a name so you can kind of fight or perform. Anyway, this next one, we're kind of staying on this theme of community corrections and juvenile delinquency. This is called Flashback Shivers.
Well, the police put you out in a cold, wet winter, and the bricks were still smoking with the burning cinders. I try to reply, stop the flashback shivers, crying like a diamond in the eyes of a digger. It was hand over hand to climb that ladder. Police pull the street sweep to collect the scattered shells, and a kid not blessed with direction, crying like a dime in the Department of Corrections. Did you see what you came to see? What could it mean, Lord? What could it mean? Just the flashback shivers coming my way. They ain't bound to stay, they'll all, but they don't play. To the valleys and the peaks to collect the scattered shells and the kids. They said we didn't matter, now we're looking for a place where the lyrics flow like liquor, have you crying like a guitar in the hands of a picker. Did you see what you came to see? What could it mean, Lord? What could it mean? Just a flashback shiver coming my way. They ain't bound to stay, they'll all, but they don't play. Did you see what you came to see? What could it mean, dear Lord? What could it mean? Just the flashback shivers coming my way. They ain't bound to stay, dear Lord, but they don't play.
Thank you so much. I wrote that one in a laundry room.
I lived with this woman who, she would get very upset. You know, it was kind of like an apartment situation, a subdivision. She was rather forgetful, prone to impromptu dance recitals. So she'd be doing her laundry and then leave it in there. God forbid somebody would come take stuff out of either the washer or the dryer and put it anywhere. Even in the basket. I mean, they could put it in the basket. They'd probably fold it for her. She would very, very upset. So that's mainly what I remember from that particular laundry room. Traumatic sort of things.
the neighbors next door were also, they had a little issue with her because of the loud music. They were like medical students. And I only ran into them one time after Hurricane Katrina came through and the power was out for a while. There was a knock on the door, like 2 in the morning, and there was an Asian medical student giving me some beefaroni, some hamburger helper. Very cool. Well, this next one, I'm going to bring you up a little bit just to bring you down and then bring you back up, you know. It's called Tension and Release. This is called Ascended, and it's one from the album. This EP recorded in Asheville. I'm going to play a little kazoo for you, too. Sometimes you got to let yourself just say things. You know, you can't feel things and say things. Just got to get it out. Sometimes I get real suspicious of myself when I'm trying to sound too fancy. Because when you know your level of commitment to vanity is low, but your standards are very high, you find yourself in a difficult position sometimes, you know. Well, this next one is dedicated to Khalif Browder. Maybe you know of him. You can find out about him. I won't go on. But this song is called Cruel Is Not Unusual. And it's kind of just a pun, even though it's grammatically incorrect for you grammarians out there. It's a pun on the two standards, the dual standard for the death penalty has to be proved as cruel and unusual.
Now, while I'm not speaking about the death penalty, I'm just talking about justice reform. So anyway, this is called Cruel Is Not Unusual. And I wrote it waiting for my girlfriend to get out of an urgent care center where she works. Seems so strange to sit on the screen, shooting ass and I can't breathe. We ain't learned a thing since Rodney King. Racist cops, I sing of thee. Frisking stops a wound that bleeds. Were that we as strong as Khalif. Tear by tear and row by row, all the time in a hole, divided by mind control. Tear by tear and row by row, cruel is not unusual. Seems so strange to have to see and know. Dove won't budge, they fly the new Jim Crow. We wait in the field of blood, no plows to pull. Seems so strange to try and understand. Tamir Rice and Sandra Bland. The resistance of a fist, now a dying brand. Tear by tear and row by row, all the time in the hole, divided by mind control. Tear by tear and row by row, cruel is not unusual. All the time in the hole, divided by mind control. Tear by tear and row by row, cruel is not unusual. Thank you very much. Hey, we watch a lot of Democracy Now, you know. I think Amy Goodman is my spirit animal. Although someone did try to get money from me by using that line, and I stole it. Which I think I bought it, right? Like, if somebody comes up hustling you for money and they have a good one-liner and you give them some money, like, that's your joke, right? Thank you. Thank you. He agrees. Pardon me, let's tune this thing a little bit. Again, I'm Stevie Lee Combs. I'm so happy to be here and express myself for you. That's just my main intention, is to be artistic and feel things. Thank you so much. Good to see you, my friend. All right, this is one from the album called Chasing That High. Tethered hearts fly, casting shadows on the city side by side.
Tonight the river gonna rise, singing, oh sweet mercy, won't you spare my life? Keep on chasing that high, keep on chasing that high. Well, take me to the depths of the darkest place, gonna keep on chasing that high now. Keep on chasing that high, keep on chasing that high. Take me to the depths now, take me to the depths of, keep on chasing that high. Tonight the circuit's gonna fry. Don't look back or leave your dreams behind. Tonight all the chrome gonna shine, like the arc of the angel's wings side by side. Keep on chasing that high, keep on chasing that high. Well, take me to the depths of the darkest place, it's gonna keep on chasing that high. Keep on chasing that high, keep on chasing that high. Take me to the depths of the darkest place, about to keep on chasing that high now. Tonight those bitter hearts try, a spoonful of sugar make them seem refined. But that's a flash in the fire, they gonna need something hotter, they wanna burn desire. Keep on chasing that high, keep on chasing that high. Well, take me to the depths of the darkest place, it's gonna keep on chasing that high. Keep on chasing that high, keep on chasing that high. Well, take me to the depths now, take me to the depths of, keep on chasing that high. Take me to the depths, Lord, take me to the depths, keep on chasing that high now. Take me to the depths, take me to the depths, keep on chasing that high. You got to keep on chasing that high. Thank you very much. All original music so far. I've become kind of known for some jug band stuff. That's music that I found right here on these streets. I remember harassing the guy. He kind of sounded like Leon Redbone. He was playing out in front of Woolworths over there. He had a kind of a cool approach. He was kind of a curmudgeon, and he was like, I was like, oh, man, I want to play this music, man, and let's play, let's busk, man, you know, and all that. And he was like, you know, people always let me down and stuff like that. And I was like, you know, not me, man. I'll play the banjo. I won't let you down, Slim. That's as gangster as I get, jug band music. I mean, even though I was birthed in Miami bass, you know. It's just, this. My thing is kind of, as a songwriter, you're occupying that real estate somewhere between being woke and being ratchet. It's right where I am. This is another song that I wrote, funny enough. I'm gonna play the kazoo again. Fair warning. This one is called Trippin'. No G, just the apostrophe. Yeah. woke up limping, but I go to sleep tripping. Makes me hate your game. Swearing by the Bible like a witness at the trial. Keep your story straight. I ended up in Reno. JW had a seat known just to raise the stakes. Now I'm out here riding blind on that road, it's so hard to ride. If you see me in the night, won't you please just walk on by? Won't you just walk on by? Take my time another minute and a mile. Would you like to stay? Walking on the brick sick, looking like a stick kid with my shoes all taped. With my shoes all taped, not a dollar a day. I don't wanna work my life away. You know I wanna play. Let's go tripping today. Now I'm out here riding blind, so blind. On this road it's so hard to ride. If you see me in the night, won't you please just walk on by? Won't you just walk on by? Just walk on by.
That's dedicated to my friend Jeremy Wells. He was at the bus stop, my ninth grade bus situation. Strange kid, he handed me a handful of poems about early into the 10th grade and told me, even though he hadn't left yet, this was like a couple months before he was going to leave. He gave me a bunch of poems, and he told me when I was in a position to understand them, to find him. And that's better than what most poets do. They usually just read to you at length, like crazy, crazy long poems. But this guy, anyway, that's old JW. This is a family-friendly event, so I'll do my best to protect you from the protect the parents from the many difficult questions that arise. All right. Well, speaking of JW, who went to Reno, Nevada on a Greyhound bus. It's the first time I really had, like, I guess, discovered or really knew. I mean, I knew there was a Greyhound bus, like, hypothetically, that it existed. But when I was 16 and my friend Jeremy and this other guy moved away, I got to go to the Greyhound bus station and follow up with them. It took like 7 days to get where they were going. So anyway, this song is about kind of going nowhere. And it's dedicated to another artist friend of mine named Owen. And it's called Easter with Owen. And there's mention of Jesus mainly for literary purposes here. It was Easter with Owen, Jesus and I. Walked every brick of a South Philly mile. I was high on my mind, cause my mind was on high. With thoughts any higher, I was sure gonna fly. Now poets to come, you better come to defy the laws that made outlaws of Owen and I. We told them tomorrow, visions today in our eyes. If we told them tomorrow, then the next day we'd fry.
you're bound. Now you know we're bound. When you see him on that old greyhound. But only ghost is gonna remain as you watch the shadows mask your face. It was Easter with Owen, Jesus and me. We stepped off the platform and into the street. I was piqued by my feelings, cause my feelings had peaked. With precision and meter, a heart made to sing. Now Owen is present wherever three rivers meet. From Philly to Pittsburgh and on into Cleveland. From New York to Nashville and into D.C. The days cling to the junction like the knife in his teeth. You're bound, now you know we're bound. When you see him on that old greyhound. But only ghost is gonna remain as you watch the shadows mask your face. If you told them like Judas to get a fee, that Jesus was hiding with Owen and me, well, I guess it was written, so I guess it's forgiven. But I guess it's good riddance for Jesus, Owen and me. You're bound, now you know we're bound. When you see him on that old greyhound. But only ghost is gonna remain as you watch the shadows mask your face. You're bound, now you know we're bound. When you see him on that old greyhound. Only ghost is gonna remain as you watch the shadows take your place.
Thank you so much. Sometimes you'll be at a Greyhound bus station and someone will be asking you questions, you know? Someone smoking their own rolled cigarettes with a coffee cup that is like a little collection of like droppings, you know what I mean? And just kind of unsanitary condition here. And they seem pretty lucid when they're asking you stuff, you know? Like they seem kind of with it. Because they say, hey, you know, where are you going? And what are you doing? You know, and I'm like, well, I'm going here and I'm doing that. So I thought I should return the favor and I would say, hey, but where are you going, my friend? And this guy looks at me, gets a real distant stare, and he goes, what's it say on the front of that bus over there? So I was like, whoa. Started playing a song right away. That's one good thing that having a guitar around can help you with. Because come to find out, it led to my single biggest busking tip, which was $40 in the form of four $10 bills given by Sergeant Hamilton. Now, if you guys don't know who's on a $10 bill, you just put one in there, and I'll tell you, it's Hamilton. But anyway, I was there to talking to this guy who asked me lucid questions, and then he gets a little wild on me. So I start playing the blues, and a couple local kind of colorful gangster kind of dudes, they said, hey, what, you don't have no tambourine, you know, you don't have no tip jar? So I was like, oh, well, sure, I put one out. And then I put it out and I start playing the blues, and some guy gives me $40. And it was funny. I said, hey, thanks, man, thanks a lot. I got real loud, and the gangster guys got offended. They go, we gave you money. We got you started. Anyway, I digress. I'm thinking maybe stand-up comedy might be my next move, but for now, play you another song.
This one is called On the Bricks, Kid. It's very refreshing to play all original music. I can be found around town. If you're putting some money in a thing, take a CD if you want. It's hard to give these things away, but if especially a five, that's very well. That's Lincoln on the five. Yeah. Should have been Walt Whitman. Because, you know, sometimes in community college, you have to know when to drop a class, you know? You got to know when the teacher just doesn't match up, you know? It might fit into your schedule, but you want to know about Walt Whitman and they keep talking about Robert Frost. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, this isn't working for me. This isn't working. But sometimes you have to recognize that, you know, you got to start at the beginning. Which, you know, I was raised by women who were very creative and they had lots of what I now might characterize as untruths. All the very helpful and colorful creative embellishments of my origins. And while now it's probably only $100 to find out what kind of junkyard gospel blues strand of DNA is behind this, I've yet to do so. I do get my stage name from my great-grandfather, Lee Combs, who I'm probably not related to in any way, but my grandma would say that I was just like him and stuff like that. So, and I, you know, he could sing and he was a good guy. So she was probably just trying to give me a message, a moral story, you know, some way to carry on. But, you know, he was her father, and I was raised by the Combs women in Akron, Ohio. So it's pretty tough to be down there in Hazard, Kentucky in the 30s, where Lee Combs died in 1939. And I guess through the Great Migration. So I was raised in a Yankee state by Dixie folk, you know what I mean? We had Sunday supper and stuff like that. So I'd like to, you know, I don't know what I'd like to do. I'd like to play another song. I'd like to hear it. Here we go. This one is called City Eclipse. And they like it. It's kind of an alarming tune, so it's appropriate. City eclipse on the midnight grid. And rehab routed, busted like bricks. On 62nd Street, I seen you flesh on the bone. When I seen you last week, you look more like a ghost. Now don't you ever try to hide. The city sees all now, she sits so high. She'll be your lover when you lose your life. Thank you. She'll be your fire in a fight. City eclipsed on the midnight grid. Swollen like a poet when he's sick with yellow skin. On 62nd Street, I seen you carry that load. When you come back this way, you won't be kidding it no more. Now don't you ever try to hide. City sees all, you know, she sits so high, she sits so high. She'll be your lover when you lose your line, lose your line. She'll be your fire. Now don't you ever try to hide, oh, now. The city sees all because she sits so high, sits so high.
She'll be your lover when you lose your line, lose your light. She'll be your fire in a fight. Oh, 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 she'll do you right.
Thank you so much. I want to thank a former resident of Asheville, Logan Mason, also known as J.W. Teller, who gave me this guitar. I met him on the corner over there by Malaprops, and we became friends, went to a lot of open mics. We thoroughly vetted each other, you know, because songwriters are like domestic pets, or like particularly cats. You know, if they're not like raised together, you just sometimes they never mix really well. You know what I mean? There's a lot of hissing and territorial, sort of creative cat-like stuff. Anyway, he said, I'm going to Mississippi. I'm gonna going home and visit. I'm going to give you something. And he gave me this guitar. So I consider it a blessing. And I'm very grateful for Asheville and what it's provided for me. Because I tell you, about it in Greensboro, I couldn't get I couldn't get nowhere. Here's a ballad here. This is playing a lot of newer stuff and stuff I don't usually do, so feels good. This is called Undone. Not that the song is unfinished, but undone. Thank you very much.
I mean, you know,
when it comes to friends, I like to pay tribute and kind of honor people in some of my songs. And when it comes to more love relationships, there's a little bit more tension in there. Although I am in Carolina because I fell in love with a singer-songwriter in Greensboro because she was singing a song called Sunday Supper Is Long, and that was the basic song. Anyway, she was a really amazing songwriter. But again, songwriters sometimes are like cats or domestic pets that were not raised together. There's often a lot of conflict among creative people. So she made me feel kind of that way, like maybe I came undone or something. But it was also a time in my life where I was a lot more concerned with like yard work and like just more like dad kind of weird stuff. I was just like, up until 30 something, I didn't really worry about it. I'm trying to talk trash to the weather. I've learned that there's a couple approaches to when rain may or may not start. You can either kind of tempt it with a rain song. Either way, a song about rain. What's going on in my house? Popping for the wind. We have a wind guard. Thought it was a red clown nose.
You can take a break.
Sure. What time is it? This next one is called Already Here. And the violin is in the same key, so that may be helpful. Whoever's out there.
Cities like home.
Thank you.
You fled all your cities like home. If you're gonna go that far, now you gotta go alone. You don't want your freedom misled. Don't want your freedom misled. If you lead it for too long, now you're gonna end up dead. Na 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 na. Spent all your money on me. Spent all your money on me. Spending all your time, now it should have been free. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. You burned all your bottles of fear. You burned all your bottles of fear. Well, the devil's one way, my dear. No, the devil's won't wait, my dear, because the devils are already here. I said the devils are already here. Don't want your freedom. You spent all your money. You burned all your bottles of fear. Well, the devils won't wait, my dear. Oh, the devil's won't wait, my dear, because the devils, they are already here. I said the devils are already here.
Thank you so much. I'm gonna play one more before I take a break. I just wanted to let people know that that song was written by my high school friend, Andrew Miller. I haven't seen him in many years. I'm gonna go visit him this summer in Buffalo. He wrote this next song too. It's called Chains of Denial. Hi, Rachel, how you doing? All good, coffee in the house. Thank you so much for coming by. Thank you so much for hanging out. All original songs got me feeling good. I appreciate it.
My must be Stevie Lee Combs. I want to thank everybody for being here. Oh, sorry about that. Here we go. Stevie Lee Combs. Thanks again. One more time, folks. Ah, yes. Steve's going to be right back. He's just taking a quick break. In between, we got a little entertainment. If you're interested, the American Sound Truck over here is allowing people to take tours. If you want to check it out, they can actually burn vinyl right there and inside. So please take a little tour as you can. We have the Devil's Foot beverages over here on the right-hand side, along with the Asheville FM booth. Feel free to get yourself a beverage while you're hanging out here at the park, and music is coming right back. You good? Good, Jerry? Yeah? Cool. Thanks, guys.
Called City on the Hill. If someone could bring me a water, I think I left mine in the truck. I don't know. They'll figure it out. It's no hurry. And maybe a shrimp cocktail. Maybe a dish that's seen its day, you know? But those of you know who you are, when that thing was coming around the past hors d'oeuvre, you were like, oh, that shrimp cocktail, let's get that thing. Maybe Beetlejuice ruined it. Have to really know that movie well. Some hip people here, they know their stuff. I like that. Well, I mean,
While I'm somewhat urban and quite mad, I consider myself a folk musician, I guess, because I have my degree in English and I'm really into literature and words. So, I mean, I kind of feel like more of a word dude than a music dude. So, there's a lot of tension between those two. You know, hey, you start with the words, you start with the music. I start with the money, you know what I'm saying? We talk about the money first, you know what I'm saying? All right, this is a song I should have played at Bernie Sanders' event at New Mountain when it was still open, before one of the owners got busted for weed and someone got shot on a hip-hop night or something. I don't know. Maybe Bernie would have won. The guy's case would have been dropped and no one would have got shot. That's what I'd like to believe about this next song, if I had played it. It's called Revolution Come In. Baby, I've been wanting to see the world through your eyes. The walls are black, the sheets are red. I spoke with ghosts, now how'd you get in my head? A revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Baby, I've been wanting to see the other side. The walls are white, the sheets are clean. I spoke with ghosts, I looked away and she's gone. A revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming, coming. Baby, I've been wanting to see the world through your eyes. The walls are white, the sheets are red. I spoke with ghosts, now how'd you get in my bed? A revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming. Revolution, revolution, revolution coming. Revolution coming, coming. Come in, come in. I think it's a strong enough tune. It could have really, could have changed something. Maybe something was changed now. I know I was. And that's one of those tunes that's like, it's a message tune, you know, and you feel like it's not quite, the acoustic guitar is not tough enough for it, you know what I mean? But anyway, I'm trying to butch it up the best I can. All right. This next one is called Cherry Red. Hot,
I held it all. Let it slide down the wall. End it with broken glass. The light exposed your cherry red. Hot, you held it all. You let it slide, just walked away. Ended with slamming shut, and I was bloody when they showed up. I was bloody when they showed up. And so suddenly I'm blue. A shift I frequently abuse. Love was an excuse just to get closer to you. So won't you just dream? Spend your secrets with me. Now I can see, now that I found out what you mean to me, now that I find out what you mean to me.
Cherry red, everybody. But, you know, songwriting is just like kind of setting up a website. You got to make sure someone else doesn't have the same name of your website. And Cherry Red is a very popular sort of song title. So I may have to change it. Well, be sure to follow me online if you do the Instagram, you do the Facebook, because I went to the crossroads to sell my soul to the devil, trying to get ahead, you know, in this country, and he said I didn't have enough followers. So if anything you can do to help me out with that. As a matter of fact, I've heard we won't even accept anyone that hasn't already had their account deleted from having like 75,000 or more followers. So do what you can. So I can try to sell my soul to the devil. He's busy these days. Busier than ever. All right. Oh yeah, that's a fun song. I'm like, oh boy, I get a little emotional here. It's a fun song about cheating and stuff like that. And it's called 152nd Street.
One last wish before I go. I got to see you again. One last kiss. And listen, I ain't missing you until you're on back to him. One more trip to the bar. You tell your baby I've been to see the man with the late night jacket, and I saw you standing next to him. Guess what I saw? I dropped my jaw, and my man, he did call. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him. one last breath before I give. Don't like to sink, but I never could swim. Black as the rain got scattered again. That was the message in the street sign said. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him 152nd Street. One last hit before I give. Hot like a fever, blister, flesh gets thin. Black as the ravens got scattered again. The rain was a pounding and the street sign said, I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him 152nd Street. 152nd Street. One last kiss before I go. I got to see you again. One last wish, and listen, I ain't missing you until you run back to him. One more trip to the bar. You tell your baby I've been to see the man in the late night jacket, and I saw you standing next to him. Guess what I saw? I dropped my jaw. And my man, he did call. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him now. I caught you kissing him 152nd Street. Somewhere in Harlem, I believe. I don't know. To be as plaintive as a clarinet, huh? Well, I am Stevie Lee Combs, and I'm a retired busker. I had to leave it behind. And I'm out there in Weaverville making weird tapes. All right, I got some more songs. It's hard to remember. The hardest part about songs is remembering what songs you know. This is like a soul song, kind of like a soul dedicated to the stage. It's called Bitter Replacements. That's it. I'm all alone with the bitter replacements who travel the street barefooted and brave. And although their faces seem blurred by their placement, I can see clearly each tear they create. I am that I am. Nobody could change it. Sure as a curtain follows a play, and always a stage obscured by arrangements, so it's hard to see clearly how to make in is made. All eyes on the false portrait, no one paid, no one paid. They watch from alleyways and fire escapes. No one came. No one came. No one came. No one came. While they played. Show fails to work, the mechanicals grind, they're bottoming out and running behind. We're all stand-ins for heroes, lovers and kings in comic depictions where tragedies lead. All eyes on the false portrait. No one paid. No one paid. They watch from alleyways and fire escapes. No one came. No one came. No one came while they played.
Yeah, the Bitter Replacements. Appreciate y'all letting me sing my original music. I'm sensitive about my, so you know, I appreciate it.
Always get on the late one, man. That's how you get in there. You're in. I appreciate that. Never too late, though. All right. Well, you know, we stand on the shoulders of giants. And, you know, sometimes I think the sweetest song is the one that's kind of like, it's very balanced, like a dessert. It's not cloying. You know what I mean? There's some caustic wit. And some bitter overtones. Then talk my way out, forgetting what song I was about to play. Lord have mercy. Oh, yeah. Leonard Cohen. Tonight will be fine for a while. Sometimes I find I get to thinking about the past, how we swore to each other that our love would last. You kept on loving and I went on a fast. Now I am too thin and your love is too vast. But I know from your eyes, I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine. For a while, I choose the rooms I live in with care. The windows are small and the walls are bare. There is only one bed, there is only one prayer. I listen each night for your step on the stair. I know from your eyes, and I know from your smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine.
for a while. I know from her eyes, I know from her smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine for a while. Sometimes I see her undressing for me. She's a soft, naked lady, love meant her to be. She's moving her body so brave and so free. If I have to remember, that's a fine memory. I know from her eyes, I know from her smile, that tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine for a while. Tonight we'll be fine, we'll be fine, we'll be fine for a while.
On the shoulders of giants. I got to see Leonard Cohen. It's about 2010 in Durham, which was a pretty incredible experience. He's a much better dresser than I'll ever be, which is important to be a good dresser, because I want to tell all these, just men in general, you know, that women want to see men in a suit and men want to see women naked. So, you know, get you a nice suit. Then maybe you'll have the honor of displaying all your grandeur. All right, let's see. I got a few more. I know I do. This is, sometimes you have to just accept what your muse sends your way. You know what I mean? And that's a real important thing. Got to be grateful for a strange kind of tune. Because lately this one's been coming into focus. It's called Kerosene. I'm afraid to say more.
Flip the switch, predict the sense. Thank you. blasts of blood running through the sill. Leaves wet with kerosene, somehow that mountain won't let you leave. Won't let you leave.
It's a strange one, I know. But I mean, you have to think, like, relevant imagery would be like Scarface, Rambo in some jungle town, you know what I mean? Lots of automatic weapons and stuff like that. Well, you know, not gonna work for the kind of cable television that I grew up watching. I mean, I bring a knife to a gunfight because I'm just trying to cook for people and see if they'll chill out a little bit. A food fight may be a relevant template. Like, instead of a town hall, typically, historically, you know, politically, we've dealt with things like that. We have a town hall, we'll talk it out. I think maybe a town hall followed by a food fight. Huh? Cream pie, man? Whew, right in the face. I'll play some blues for you. Because the blues is a place where you can, you know, pretend that you're tough and mostly no one wants to fight you. Any other situation, you try to pretend that you're tougher than you are and someone will come put you in your place. Which can happen in the blues, I guess. But usually it's not physical. So that's helpful. Helps you live to fight another day. I'm dying to read this correspondence that someone handed me. I keep looking back. I could really... Charlie. I'm concerned. It's very positive, as a matter of fact. I'm going to keep this. This is going to be good. It's going to end up in the Jug Band Hall of Fame. Bye, Charlie. Thank you. Charlie's cool, man. Well, this will be my last number here. I don't know who put all these picks on the carpet, but it's very helpful that they're here. Up in the broken hearted scam. Joker keeps laughing, got blood on the card. Working for the craving, working for the score. Cadillac choking out a spark, spitting fire, scattering his ashes 100 miles wide. Hollow like the stash box in the heel of his boot. Said I don't mind the ride, but I don't like to see him shoot. Head down to Alibaba, see the $40 thief. Down to 62nd, drop a nickel on the dream. Sniffing around about the back alley bricks. Such a perfect cure, it'll make you sick. Cadillac choking out a spark, spitting fire, scattering his ashes 100 miles wide. Hollow like the stash box in the heel of his boot. Said I don't mind the ride, but I don't like to see him shoot. You got the feelers to the curb, man, the radio glow. Emotion so fast, it'll blur your spokes. Headed back to Opelika and you don't wanna go.
so low. Cadillac choking out a spark, spitting fire, scattering his ashes 100 miles wide. Hollow like the stash box in the heel of his boot. Said I don't mind the ride, but I don't like to see him shoot. Mama, I couldn't believe myself today. Mama, I think I've gone insane. Hopped on that big old 95. Riding with my friend and we was getting kinda wild. We was getting kinda wild, the traffic pulling out. Getting kinda wild and the need pulling out. I said I ain't got no water, man, I'm gonna have to spit. Locked in a bathroom down on 65th. Now they got you tripping on them. They got you tripping. Now they got you tripping on them. They got you tripping. Now they got you tripping on them. They got you tripping. Now they got you tripping on that open like a brownstone. If I ain't got no water, just spit in the can.
Yeah, that's for Justin Bear, my friend Chulo. Sometimes you have a lot of self-doubt in this thing, but if somebody gives you an information, it's like gives you a compliment that is so overwhelming. I had a neighbor say about that song when I was working on it, I'm not sure. He said, man, that chorus is some real Pulp Fiction stuff. I said, well, thank you very much. I hope I could be nearly as cool as Pulp Fiction and that I've touched you in some way. Be sure to find out about me. You can see me playing in the Tom Waits for No Man tribute band, and I got some gigs solo too. So thank you for letting me play.
Thanks everyone for coming out to the Pritchard Park Songwriter Series, which is actually every week. Next week we have Santos Soul Music, and it's every Thursday from 5 to 7. And also as a reminder, the American Vinyl Co. is here, and you can actually tour the bus, and they stay out in Biltmore Village. So that'd be a cool thing to check out once you're done. And also that Stevie, I believe, has CDs for sale as well. So thank you again.